Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Is that Lionel, Ziggy? Is that Lionel? Hey, good evening, everybody. We are about to talk about the Trump versus Zelensky. Most bizarre, interesting press conference in the history of press conferences at the White House. And baby Ziggy just wanted to say a quick hello. He's quite wild tonight before he goes to mommy tries to put him to bed.
Yeah, straight bed.
There you go, mommy.
What a beautiful child.
Night-night.
Thank you. Night-night. Lionel, thanks for coming on. What the hell did we just see at the White House?
I'm having more difficult time speaking. I think sometimes when I've had a mild stroke, I've got like 50 things in my mind. Just when I back up, do you remember some days when you've been doing this long enough where you said, what are we going to talk about? Oh, Jesus. It's so slow today. Oh, we can recycle this. Well, here's an remember the evergreen, a topic that's evergreen. Every 5 seconds, I put up my X, and there's another one, and another one, and another one, and I don't know, and I can't talk because I've got 50 things. Just when I try to figure this one out, I do these newsletters, and I was put together. Who is Zelensky? Where he came from Kolomoisky, and how he was created, and how he turned against Kolomoisky, and it's this incredible story. Well, as soon as I do that, then there's another one. And there are people who don't understand what NATO is and the EU. And they think, well, all these things are good, aren't they? Not necessarily. So that's where I've been, my friend. What about you?
Yeah, I mean, I've been fascinated by it. I've been watching a lot of different commentators on it. But one of the theories is that he didn't do the mineral deal because Keir Starmer, he's already sold them to Keir Starmer.
Well,
that's why Keir Starmer is benevolently offering to put UK troops in the blood sacrifice out of the kindness of his heart for the people of Ukraine. He doesn't have the minerals in his mind at all, Lionel. He's an absolute saint, right? This Keir Starmer guy.
Right. He has no interest whatsoever. It is not a number. Well, then there's another one. Let's make it even more interesting. Some great people like the great Colonel Douglas McGregor said, there's no, they don't have any rare earth metals. What are you talking about? These minerals are, it's nothing. It's dead. And then Putin says, you know, if you want minerals, we got them. Wait a minute, what? That the minerals have nothing to do with this. Let me go back in time. Who are you, who is your audience? Sean, who was your audience? Exactly.
They are freedom lovers, people like conspiracies, people like nonsense. True crime.
Yeah. You know what I want? I want people who are people who are clapping. And I want people, I want to get their attention. People who clap. People say, yes. Now, whoever they are, that's my audience. Because the truth, don't give me this nonsense about the truth. What truth? My truth? I don't know what that means. I want people to go like this. Yay! If I open up a restaurant, I want people to come in. I don't want the health conscious. No, I want people to come in and buy my stuff. Okay. So the next rule is don't get too deep with people. Give them something that's interesting. Give them something like, here's what you probably don't know. Pay attention to this. Quick story. In New York years ago, we happened to be coming out of a pub, interestingly enough, and there were these people that were across the street taking pictures of buildings. And I said, foreigners, tourists, they just love to take pictures of buildings. At the same time, so help me God, a guy dressed as Jesus, I mean, with the gown and the beard, and with a cardboard cross and a bucket or a pail, he's walking, and these people are looking at the building. I walked across the street and said, excuse me, you're from out of your town, aren't you? I said, yes. I said, I appreciate that. Here's what you should be taking a picture of. And they look and they go, oh, shit. And there's Jesus. That's what I do. You're looking at all this stuff. And I'm saying, no, look at this. This is the good one. This is what you should be paying attention to. This is it. I know what gets people's attention is not necessarily the most brilliant, the most important. It's not necessarily what you think. It is the things that gets people's attention. Years ago, there was a fellow, we had Lyndon Johnson was our president, and he held his dogs up by their ears. They went crazy. There were beagles. He goes, oh, this is going to go, you don't pick up. And meanwhile, Vietnam, Americans being slaughtered. I don't care about that. But they held up. All right. So that's kind of what I want to do. Here's what happened. Like professional wrestling, it was a classic beatdown. This idiot, many people say he's coked up, tooted up. I don't know. But I've heard it. You've heard it many times. Colonel McGregor says he's probably blowing. Jesus. Could be. And you know, there's one thing about drugs. What it does is it makes you feel like nobody knows I'm using it. It's a wonderful thing. Drugs and alcohol always create this perception that I'm brilliant and nobody knows I'm drunk. It's interesting. Okay.
Lionel, do you remember the scene in Die Hard where they had Klaus, the supervillain, and the guy was coked up and he was going to negotiate with him?
Yeah. Yeah, right. There's something about it. It does it. Hemingway said, write drunk, edit sober. You know. So anyway, so here's this guy. He shows up and he's on top of the world. This guy is a nobody. He's a Jadrul from Ukraine who played an organ with his organ. And he's a joke. And he's socked away. He has billions. So he goes there and he says, okay, I'm going to do my thing. Trump is a savant. Trump does stuff that's so brilliant. He'll say, watch this. I'm going to pull up. I can do stuff. If you and I did it, nobody would even pay attention. Trump does it. So he sits down, and I know for a fact he had J.D. Vance. Now, J.D. Vance is a hillbilly from the woods who ate varmints and possums and shot things. This guy had a rough life. So he may have gone to Yale and all this Ivy League stuff, but he's basically a redneck and a hillbilly from the mountains. This guy is as hardcore, and that comes up. You see, it's funny, Sean, sometimes maybe if you and somebody, sometimes if we argue with spouses, our real side comes in. Like my beloved wife, whenever she raises her voice, when she goes Jersey on you, be careful. It's like, this is not good. So Trump does that sometimes in JD. So they said, okay, JD, you ready? I'm ready. Now, Marco Rubio, who was the Secretary of State, he just looked like he doesn't know where the hell he was. He got 100% of the vote. He doesn't know where he is. Bless his heart. As we say this now, bless his heart. So anyway, so here he comes in like this and he sits down. And he overcompensates for the fact that he's a dwarf. Which, you know, I mean, this is okay, but I mean, he tough guy. To me, you think I think in my country. Yeah. Meanwhile, 6 years ago, it was ding, 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 ding. He's playing with his schwanz. He's playing chopsticks or having the gila on. All right. But now
he's Drago from Rocky. I will destroy you.
All he's going to do is take his shoe off and start batting you. Come on. So Trump's looking at him. Trump says, you think you're good? Okay, kid, you're in my house. And all of a sudden, like something happened. It's like me telling you, now watch over here. They said, let me tell you something. You're going to get into World War III. And this is why the theories about him being, you know, tooted up make some sense. Instead of him saying, whoa, 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 no, Mr. President, no, no, excuse me. You misunderstood. I'm in your home, sir. No, I am beholden to you. Anybody else who realized this is my gravy train? Oh, no, no, not him.
No, J.D.
When he called the vice president J.D., listen, Zal, he goes, J.D., do you come to Ukraine? Do you come? And I wish he would have leaned over and said, and what about Gonzalo Lira, an American citizen that you tortured and you killed, you son of a bitch, hijo de gran puta, and throw something at him, mix the languages up. It was beautiful. And then they started. And instead of this, nobody, there was nobody in Zell's entourage just say, shut the fuck up, shut up. He just kept going. And you, and they're double teaming. And you didn't even say thank you.
I said thank you. No, you didn't. Okay, I love this. This one.
And he said, this is World War III. You don't have the cars.
I'm not playing cards. It's a goddamn expression.
I mean, it was beautiful. I keep watching this over and over and over. And I'm thinking to myself, this is the most beautiful thing I've ever seen. Now, did you happen to see the left and their version of this, their response, their take, that it was rude and the president was obstreperous and he was, you know, he was, I don't know what the word is, he was acting untoward. And I'm thinking, boy, they missed that one completely, absolutely completely. They missed it. They didn't see it the way we saw it. You see, they don't get what Elon does. I love this guy. Where did Elon come in from? Who's this? What if before the election, somebody says, I got something you don't know. What? What do you mean? Well, we'll see. And you know how time warp, time distortion, the twins paradox, you know, warp, in, let me see, 11, what is it, 30 something days, or a little over a month. He has done more than Joe Biden did in 4 years. And nobody knows what to do. So all of a sudden, you've got this, the richest man of all time who's walking around with his phony chainsaw. You can't beat this. You've got J.D. Vance, who's an ex-hillbilly, and you're sitting there, and they're giving this guy grief. And the world is thinking, oh, and then Keir Starmer says, oh, God, no. Did you see a 10 Downey when they hugged? You know what he was saying?
I wish Trump had gone as hard as on Starmer as he did Zelensky. That's my only thing I was hoping
for. Well, that's...
Instead of, oh, nice suit, nice accent, jolly good.
Yeah, but that's still, you know, your leader and all this stuff. Zell is just a thug from Nowheresville. But you know what Starmer said? Zell, come here, come here. and he whispered, you stupid son of a bitch. Do you have any idea how you fucked up everything? Oh, looking great. You asshole. We're going to go in there. You son of a bitch. What did you do? Isn't he great? I love this guy. Love him. You mother. And he went in and probably said, what did you do? You fell to that? You didn't see what was coming? You schmuck. It's over. EU was a, that's it. That's it. Victoria Nuland, NATO, oh my God. All the, are you kidding? People are now saying, bomb Ukraine, bomb them. People are saying, what? Kiev my ass, go. And the best one, imagine this at the Kremlin. Excuse me, yes. Mr. President Putin, yes. Could I have a minute of your time? Yes. Could you put on the television? Yes. Which channel? Any channel. Any channel. Just watch this. Is this AI? No. It's real. Is this what I think it is? Yes. He's kicking the shit out of it. No. Yes. And you know later, they have some phone, some red phone, or some beep, and Trump says, Vlad, yeah, I'll call you back. I'll call you back. Not now, not now, not now. Call him back. Anyway, he says, beep, beep, beep. Goes, hello, Vlad. You know, you split screen like this. Yeah. Can you believe this shit? I know. Did you set that up? I swear to God. Did you check his nose? Was he grinding his teeth? A lot of swallowing? You know, was he fitting? Yeah, maybe. Plus, we gave him some of that stuff we had left over from Hunter. We left it in the bathroom. We laced it. We put it where we know he'd find it. We said, by the way, so if you got to go to the John Yellow, don't look under there. And he saw it, and it's missing. That's got that super spike in there, that Bolivian flake that just... It was beautiful. And Putin must be saying, I can't believe this. And they're thinking, all of the EU people, all of the, they're saying, all this work, the stories, the nonsense, this, Kyiv, the money. All of a sudden you see the defense stocks fall, Raytheon fall. It was, Sean, it was the most beautiful thing. I'm thinking to myself, I can't believe what I'm seeing. And meanwhile, Elon is ready to come in and says, can I come in with a chainsaw? We don't need the chainsaw. Not yet. Just watch this. And then when he leaves, they say, everybody, listen, everybody come on in and eat the food for you. Get the hell out of here, you son of a bitch. Get out. Get out. And he threw his ass out. I mean, from there, threw him. And everybody there ate all the stuff. Everybody here. People, they went out into Pennsylvania Avenue. Come here. Anybody hungry? Yeah. Eat his food. Drink it. We're going to send a picture to him. This could have been you. And then he went back and he says, what are you doing? How did you do this? How do you go to the White House? You're invited in and you get into an argument? Have you ever seen like Lavrov? Oh, I mean, how cool they are. You're like, oh my God. And Trump is really, he holds back. Trump doesn't really yell. He just speaks very fast. Nobody really yelled. But numbnuts just doubled down.
Yeah, so in Europe then, what they're really worried about is the $250 billion of Russian assets they've frozen. It's just a shakedown. So they were looking for this not to go the way it's going because they want to recycle that into the bank, into the contracts, rebuilding Ukraine, round and round it goes, BlackRock, Halliburton, etc.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, that's over with. That's done. I mean, that's just, it's done. If you say, we used to have this expression, did you ever have that Shinola? There's a terrible expression. He doesn't know shit from Shinola. Anyway, Shinola was the name of a boot black. It was a shoe polish, a boot black. It was called Shinola. But because of this expression, it became a joke. And now, by the way, it's back. There's Shinola. That's the name Zelensky. Did you pull a Zelensky? Oh, God. You're not going to believe it. I went in. I met the girl's father. I had a couple of drinks. I don't know what happened. I lost my mind. I pulled a Zelensky. I zelled. You did? I zelled. No, I know. It was awful. And his wife is thinking, you stupid son of... Do you know... I'm sure you know this. In New York, during the General Assembly... People from around the world come here with their families. And there's a place, Bergdorf Goodman on Fifth Avenue, this big, big, fancy place, right across from Trump Tower, kind of catty-corner. And you will see people show up, women show up, people with, you know, wearing turbans and a burnous or whatever it is. And they'll go in the back, and this one guy pulls out his Halliburton, his little thing, and he has a money counter. And you hear this. This is this noise you hear, brrr, all cash. Here you go. That'll be $450. This is the way they live. This is the way they live. Imagine when Zell gets back and he sees his wife and says, well, 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 the genius, have a seat. You came from nothing. You were a nobody. You hooked up with Kolomoisky. You become, get this, the president of, or the head, or whatever it is, of Ukraine. And in one,
just explain to the viewers, Kolomoisky.
Kolomoisky was a fellow. This was a guy. He owned. He is a Ukrainian billionaire. He is a fellow who was. He created this movie. There was this. Let me see. I've got some. I hope you get my newsletter. I put a great one out there today. But he has this. There was what they call it, a man of the people or servant of the people. Let me see if I can explain this to you. I've got some good ones here. Hang on.
So Zelensky got into power with the backing of the oligarchs, including.
Yeah, they go like, right, character. Exactly. But he was, but he was a, I think he's a Ukrainian and also a Israeli. So, but he's a billionaire who created this guy. And there was a movie, I think there was something called, it's called Servant of the People. On this network that he created. And he, just like we had this movie, the show West Wing, and this fellow, Kolomorsky, this billionaire, created Zelensky, got him in. Later on, when Zelensky, interestingly enough, was involved in the actual running of the businesses, so to speak, of the country, he decides to have this anti-oligarch movement against him. It's the most, it's the most ridiculous thing anybody's ever heard. So they created this fellow. And the reason why I'm telling you is because he played this, basically the president of the country. It'd be like having Martin Sheen become the president. So he was the creature of this. Then he was exiled. So he was just created out of nowhere. Servant of the People, I believe, was the name of it. Later on, as this started, there's this other story of Ukraine. And one of the things which is the most important thing to understand is that, and Jeffrey Sachs did it, I did one of the best renditions of Jeffrey Sachs on my ex or Twitter account at Lionel Media. It is one of the most beautiful things anybody has ever seen, explaining how this thing started. And when you tell people this, they get very upset, but I am going to tell you. And it works like this. Russia was goaded. You hear what I'm saying? It was goaded into this whole thing. There is this story about how Putin is this lunatic. Anyway, but here's the story. Zelensky's rise from television, it was a television comedian, to the president of Ukraine is bizarre. He was never a statesman, never a diplomat, never anything. He was just a performer. And there was this fellow named Ihor, I-H-O-R, Kolomoisky, who's a billionaire oligarch, who plucked Zelensky from the world of slapstick and nonsense and installed him as Ukraine's leader. Now, here's the thing. Kolomoisky isn't just this kind of a businessman. He's the textbook character of the corrupt power broker. It's almost like James Bond, you know, without the cat. This is a guy whose empire spans banking and energy and media. And he co-founded this private bank, which was nationalized in 2016 after a $5.5 billion vanished out of thin air. That's right. So billions simply disappeared. Sounds familiar. And Kolomoisky was conveniently nowhere to be found. He had already taken refuge in Israel and Switzerland, and he's dodging corruption investigations. But Kolomoisky's real power came from this 1+1 media group. This is the network that took Zelensky and catapulted him. And he created this thing called Servant of the People. To make a long story short, he was created. Do you remember one of the greatest stories ever being there about Chauncey Gardner, Peter Sellers? I think it's one of the greatest movies I've ever. Jerzy Kaczynski. Did you ever see Chauncey Gardner? I like to watch Ben. Chauncey Gardner is a story of a man who was this kind of a semi, I don't want to say retarded, but this gardener that was left, that was it, and he is befriended by this rich man, and then he meets the president, and he's basically a simpleton. And he says all he knows is about his gardening. And when he asked him a question, he said, what do you think, Mr. Gardner? What will be the... And he's meeting with the president of the United States. And he doesn't know anything. He's retarded, with all due respect. Because you can say that. We're not apparently. And they said, what do you think about this? He says, well, Ben, in the garden, we plant the seeds and then we wait for the harvest. And he says, by God, he's right. You're a genius. And he says nothing. And he's... That's it. Anyway... That's this. Zelensky just, nobody ever said, excuse me, who are you again? Because Americans, I can't speak for you, are so bloody stupid, believe anything. We believe ClimateGate. We believe anything about COVID and masks and 6 foot distances. So this story came about how he was fighting back for, and how Russia's the bad guy. Russia basically said, listen, 7 days after the initial military operation, 7 days, he was going to meet with Zelensky. And guess who put an end to that? Your guy, Bojo, this genius. One of the biggest cons in the world is how you have this idea of public school and Eton. These are the biggest bunch of jadrools I've ever met in my life. From David, what's his face, to Bojo. These people are imbeciles. I think they take the creme de la creme of inbred homozygotes from British aristocracy, and they put them into these schools, and they take whatever synapses are still working, and they destroy them, and they lead them out, and they're just given this name, Eton or Cambridge or Oxford, and they're actually brain dead. Their brains are cored out through some kind of weird experiment, and you believe this. We do the same thing here with Harvard and Yale. We think that means something. These are some of the most stupid people I've ever seen in my life. So anyway.
It's a product of inbreeding, I think. Especially with the royals.
Homozygotics. Remember that? The Habsburg jaw. Homozygotic inbreds. And who were the people in the royals? Interestingly enough, Andrew from Porchy and Harry. Sorry about that X, that little thumb thing. I don't know what the hell. The other day I was talking about something terrible and something about, and the Holocaust. I'm talking about some terrible thing. And I did that. And all of a sudden there's this thumb that comes up like, yeah. So anyway, but let me just go back one step further. I said to you before, what I want is clapping. People love Trump. They are saying, I love this. Sean, we live in a world of trolls. They're saying, this is fantastic. Did you see this? Did you see this? Did you see this? There, did you see all the memes where they're playing Uno and cards and Risk? And it is the greatest thing ever. Trump is a genius. Trump isn't being portrayed as a bully. We love a bully. He won. Zelensky went back. It's over. It's over.
You got a question here from Claire Alice. Thank you for the super chat. Great seeing Lionel. By the way, Zelensky looks like a baby ninja. What is Lionel's take on Keir Starmer's press conference saying they are sending more military aid and they're done with talking and they're ready to take action?
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
You're being led by a psychopath. And if you don't do anything to either storm the Bastille or do something and allowing this, I don't know what I'm not advocating violence, of course, but you're asking me, what do I think? I'm asking you. But then again, who I can't speak because I just went 4 years of a man who was brain dead. And I'm not being exact, who was brain dead and didn't know where he was. So I'm really not, we're not that better off than you. How
what
do
about,
people...
What about when he was called out for free speech when he was with Trump?
And,
oh,
and
yes,
election.
We love free speech and long may it continue in England. We love...
BS. Well, what about this? They ask him, what about elections? Stopping elections. And Christians. What about the fact that you've got actual neo-Nazis who were and acolytes of Stepan Bandera and the Right Sector and the Azov Battalion. And Jesus, these are real. You know how you use the word Nazi kind of as an expression for somebody who's overbearing? These are legitimate Nazis. Real Nazi. I mean, they exist. What about that? And they say, well, you know, he's Jewish. I don't know about that. I don't want to go into the provenance. I don't know if your mother was Jewish. But I think that that's the way people used to say, well, there's no racism in the United States. Well, because Obama's black. You know what I mean? It's like, well, that as we say in the South, that dog don't hunt. This guy, here is the thing. Let me see if I can go back, a little backwards. This fellow named Elon Musk, and I thought Elon, I mean, listen, I don't really get impressed. I mean, I know he's a richest man. So what? That guy Jack Ma. Did you ever see Jack Ma from Alibaba? Jack Ma looks like a genetic experiment that went wrong, and he's the richest guy. Okay, so rich people, they may have a lot of money, but it doesn't make them people you want to get to know. So anyway, here's this guy named Elon Musk, 14 kids, a new kid, except for this one who's trying to put the arm on him, and he says, not this time. So anyway, so there's this thing, he said, called Doge, the Department of Government Efficiency or whatever it is. So he comes up with this idea that we're going to go in and we're going to look at every government program. And we're going to get these 16-year-old, 19-year-old nerds. One of them is nicknamed Big Balls. And Big Balls said, hey, guess what I found out? I found out that we've got almost $1 trillion, let's say, in monies that are unaccounted for or what have you. And they said, what? Yeah. And there was this program called USAID, Agency of International Development, whatever it was. It was a slush fund. It was money laundering. It was a grift that nobody knew was there. Well, as we're finding out, John, this may have not only funded wars and military, it may have funded everything up to and including newspapers, websites, NBC, Saturday Night Live, Robert De Niro, people on it. It may have been the taproot of everything. Everything. Have you ever had a Christmas tree or whatever you call them, and you have these lights, and one light goes off, and the whole thing goes out. They're in parallel or series. That's what this is. When they said, let's shut this down, all the lights were obviously, holy Jesus, everything was connected to this. This thing was paying for everything. And I mean everything. Tonight we have the Academy Awards, which mean nothing. That was it. That was part of a promotion. People were saying, how is it that these stations are still on? We had something that happened this week. I don't really get too much. We have this place called MSNBC. We call it MSDNC. And they fired this racist named Joy Reid. And people are saying, why do you think they fired her? Is it because of her ratings? Her ratings were always bad. What happened? There's no more money. They're shutting down. And they didn't realize, a lot of people working, they said, wait a minute, you mean to tell me we never made money? Where is this coming from here? Backstory. In 2016 or 2017, Moby, we talked about this, the musician Moby, was approached by the CIA. He said, can we use your social media account? Social media is where everything changes. By the way, great artist. Now, have you heard Lola Young? I'm sure you've heard her. You know, Messi? Phenomenal. Phenomenal. Started on Twitter. And there was some help to it. It's a new, everything is completely different. It's a fantastic song. She's Amy Winehouse all over again, but better. Anyway, so now we're finding out that the money from this pool, this thing, and we'll call USAID just as a name. It's a metonym, like you would call Fleet Street or Wall Street. Just names for brasswork. USAID, the money's going everywhere. Now they're saying, it's done. In the old days, what if I could say, just write your ticket. How much do we want to give Zelensky? Name it. $1 billion? Name it. Just give it to him. Where's this money come from? Just give it to him. Where are his villas? What? Cyprus? The Blob. That's our foreign group. Cyprus, Florida. By the way, Federal Reserve. You hear about our Federal Reserve? Federal Reserve is where we keep all our gold. Elon Musk said, can we do an audit of this? What? An audit of to see how much gold we have? What? Yeah, can we see how much gold we have? Gold? They haven't had an audit since 1974. They don't know what's in there. And by the way, not only are we going to withdraw from NATO, we're going to withdraw from the World Health Organization. Oh, and guess what else goes bye-bye? The World Economic Forum, Bilderberg, G7. Go ahead, meet. Who do you think's paying for the money? Who was paying for this? Where does Klaus Schwab get his money from? Where? Who's paying him? His tailor? No. What about Greta Thunberg? How dare you? I could be in school. And I am now mid school. How dare you? You took my dreams. Get them. Who was paying her? Who is paying the UN? Who is paying? Where was this money coming from? Daddy Warbucks over here. It's gone. Wait till you see how many.
Susan wants to know, Ari wants to know, do you think Susan Rice coached, encouraged Zelensky to piss Trump Vance off with disrespecting via eye rolls, rudeness, whatever, because she met him, Zelensky, before meeting up with Trump?
Well, first of all, let's see if Susan Rice said, now listen, Zell, take it from me. What I want you to do is, in the White House, in the Oval Office, not at some neutral location, but in his home where everybody's watching, I want you to piss him off. What? I want you to piss him off. Trump? He's crazy. Yeah, I know. It'll be great. Piss him off, and you'll be... Wait a minute. You want me to be... Yeah, do a couple of blows. Use this stuff here. I got some special for you. I got some special. Grind it real fine. You know, going like that. You'll be ready to go whenever. Oh, yeah, you'll be... There won't be a, you'll love this stuff. And it kicks in, like, not right away. It's just a little bit later. And you'll know it when you start getting the sweats. I read about this from what I hear. So anyway, but we have a thing called the Logan Act. This is a law. Now listen to me. Remember I told you this. The Logan Act. And the Logan Act is from 1799, which says private citizens cannot interfere and negotiate with foreign countries. We had two prosecutions, 19th century, whatever. Guess who's going to be brought up now? Susan Rice, Anthony Blinken, because you don't understand something. Trump is so pissed off. If he were here, he doesn't drink. But if he had a couple of, you know, pints under his belt, he'd say, they impeached me twice but couldn't convict me. They were going to bring me up, or they did, on the Emoluments Clause of the Constitution. Sean, I'm the only person who knows what the Emoluments Clause is. Nobody knows what it is. It's never been done. So he's going to say, hey, anybody got anything that we can bring up against these bastards? Yes, Mr. President. What is it? The Logan Act. I'm in. Don't you want to know what it is? Nope. Bring it in. Indict them. So Susan Rice is telling him, and Blinken, you go in and you fight. You tell them. It's like, do you ever have like a, sometimes a wife will tell a husband, and you tell that boss of yours, you've been there for 20 years and you deserve a raise. And you tell that son of a, and he gets all worked up. He goes in and they fire him. Thanks, honey. Because it's many times a woman will get the man in trouble. But that's another story. So what we're seeing is this, they don't know what to do. They don't know what to do. And Trump says, I've been only doing this for a month. You haven't even seen anything yet. And Elon is so, thank God he's on our side. They're saying, Elon, they're making fun of you. Oh, yeah? Elon went in and basically shut down USAID. This is since 1962. This was a slush fund. It was always, you know, when businesses have petty cash. Hey, I want to get pizza for the group. Go into my desk. Petty cash. That's their petty cash. Nobody audited it. Nobody knew. Everybody was in on the grift. Everybody. Until Trump comes along. It's the most incredible thing in the world. And also, there were people, who love him. Can you imagine somebody who says, honestly says, I don't like what President Trump did. He was rude. Rudeness? Look around you. Go outside. Look up and down here. Dude, the whole world is rude. We love rude. We love balls. We love huge elephantine balls that you need a wheelbarrow. And this guy is like, I'm just kidding. And the next, wait till the next guy who meets him. Imagine the next country, the next person who comes in after Zelensky. Imagine that. They're going to be like, yes, so, Mr. Trump. You want to talk to me about anything? No. Just have a nice day. I got JD here. No, don't bring in JD. No. I can call JD. No, leave him alone. And by the way, JD, and guess what? JD was with his family skiing. They had to have some kind of a security thing. You just pissed off the hillbilly? This was when he was calm. You interrupted his family vacation. He says, somebody's, I'm going to take this out. I'm going to open up a can of whoop ass on somebody. And whoever, I may not hit the right person, but it's going to say to whom it may concern, I'm going to get somebody. You have, by the way, one more thing about Trump. If you met Trump, he'd say, come here, I'm going to show you something, John. See this thing right here? You feel this on my ear? Yeah, this is where they tried to kill me. This is where a bullet hit my ear. I'm still hearing stuff. I don't know if it's true or not, but you know, you don't walk away from that. You know that fight picture that you love? I hate that. There is
Lionel,
a burn.
Lionel, there's two moments in the press conference that we've got to discuss. Sophie's raised one of them. And this is where I thought Zelensky's just out of his mind saying this now. Well, Zelensky was saying, you have your ocean, but you're going to feel this.
Oh, yeah.
What was that about? Where did that come from?
You're going to feel it on your shore. You got ocean.
What?
You have ocean. You're going to feel it.
What?
You're going to feel it.
Feel what?
It.
What is it? On the Atlantic or the Pacific? What? The Ukrainian Navy is going to... What's going to happen? What are we going to feel? What are we going to feel? And we should say, no, wait. Zell, here's a microphone. What am I going to feel? Let me make sure you tell me what I'm going to feel and what countries are going to be involved. You want to name names? Go ahead. Listen to folks. Remember, go ahead. This is. He's talking nonsense. He was fried out of his mind.
You're going to feel it.
Feel what? What are you? And he's
on the ocean.
Oh, he didn't understand about you don't have the card. He goes, who's playing cards? I don't play cards. What? I think he didn't understand it, but he was like getting into the cards motif a little bit too much. No, that was beautiful. What does that mean?
The most beautiful moment of the whole thing, though, was when Trump said, Russia.
Yeah.
And then the laptop from hell was
yeah,
crazy
right.
by Russia. Russiagate came straight out of Hunter Biden's bathroom, Biden's bedroom, Hillary Clinton. And
yeah.
It just went off. I thought that was brilliant.
And Zelensky, who has maybe an understanding of 10% of what that was about, says, excuse me, I'm tooted out of my mind here. I've got a booger in this nostril that could choke a gerbil. I'm about to. Do you have something to blow my nose in? I'm afraid I'm. It was. Do you have the picture of the Ukraine? Is it the Ukrainian woman who's going like this or something? Did you see this? She's like, oh my God. Oh my. All of a sudden, this is what I want to hear too. This is where Elon comes in. Imagine this scenario. Zelensky. Hey, Zell, yeah. Listen, where was that What was that money? That account we had?
The Cayman Island.
Yeah. Wasn't it the bank of...
Yes.
Well, I called them this morning and it's not there.
What?
It's not there.
What do you mean it's not there?
They don't know what happened, but they think it's got all the fingerprints of Elon.
Wait a minute. What?
Everything?
Everything. What about the villa in Cyprus?
Everything. You know and I know that somebody would say that Trump would say, listen, I'll make a deal with you. And I'll go a little, Starmer, I'll make a deal for you. I'll help you out. But you got to do me a favor. I got a horse, this guy. You understand? I mean, I got to let Zelensky have it. Both barrels. And you know what I want. I want the money. Oh, that's no problem. We got it. Now, where's he going to go? If one day, whatever this money was, it's either been liquidated or he's left a couple of bucks. Where is he going to go? What court? Court of International Justice? The Hague? Where is he going? Who is he going to turn to? After that, he is like kryptonite. Did you see Lindsey Graham? Lindsey Graham is this, he's our senator. He's like, did you know who Gomer Pyle was?
Shazam! Hey, Sergeant Carter, you know, Jim Neighbors. And this is Lindsey Graham, and I think we got to go in there. We got to help these people in there. You know, we got to help these people in the Ukraine and Israel. Israel, whatever Israel wants, God, you give Israel.
And he said, who is this? Now, J.D. Vance is a hillbilly, but this guy's a goat roper.
He talks like that. His name is... It's Lindsey Graham. It's Shazam, Sergeant Carter. And now we're going to go in there and you better. And we got to help people. That's that damn thing.
Okay, this was the other day. After this, they drag his out there, put him in front of the Michaels.
I don't know who this Zelensky guy is, but you're a damn. I never liked him.
Excuse me, you were kissing it.
Well, no, that's not me. It was an imposter. And I don't know who he is now.
Wait a minute, you wanted to get...
Well, I was drunk. He gave me some of that slank, and I was going crazy.
He just changed. And he... I mean, it changed like that. I mean, this is the guy who appeared before Congress. They called him the Churchill of their time. And in one day... I mean, you can't set things up like this. Nobody could do it. He's a genius. I mean, what does he do when the plane lands in Kyiv and they say, can you imagine some smart ass? So, how'd it go? How was it? What did they serve you to eat? Oh, they gave all the food to everybody. Within 5 miles, is it here? You like prime rib? Come here, take this, courtesy of Zell. I mean, they just, and can you imagine that? Get out of here, get out, and he had to walk out. Have a nice day, Mr. I mean, I'll bet you the Marines who normally stand, you can always tell the president is in the White House because the Marines stand there. I'll bet when he walked out, the Marines get the hell out. I mean, it was. Is it? Did you ever think we'd be?
B's raised an interesting point because you've had continuous whoever it was over there before Trump, the Obama crime family, Clintons, etc. Biden, all back in the Ukraine war. So do you think part of the confusion of Zelensky is because you know the U.S., the CIA, they all wanted the war in the first place? And now he's in America, and it's gone completely against him. But
that he didn't know? Are you saying
Trump,
that...
Isn't Trump's like an unknown variable to him, isn't it? Perhaps.
No way! They knew exactly what he was going to do. Exactly. Nobody briefed him. Let me tell you something. He could have... Now, he didn't do this. But I would have said, I want you to remember we're going to, either you're going to bring us, Mr. President, yes, I want to show you something. What is it? And I hope you don't mind. No, what is it, Zell? I brought something. And he holds up a picture, let's say, of the worst, let's say it was all AI. Russian, you know, horses beheading children, you know. This is what you do. Show us, like, oh my God, yes. And have these people come with me. I like you to. He stands behind the people with like arms missing, you know, an eye. He goes, Mr. President, my English is bad. I want to thank you and the people of America for helping, you know, to helping me, you know. Okay, fine. Maybe not. Make up a story. Mr. Trump, this I want to show you, President, on our tank. We have a tank. It's an old tank, but we call Trump tank, Trump victory. I mean, you're George Washington. You're, and Mr. Trump, we are here today to thank you and all of everybody here in Ukraine. Do you know what the children have? We have this. We give this out to every child for they to praise you. This is a Pez dispenser for the little children because we love you and we love America. Okay, all right, you got your money. No, one more thing. Yankee Doodle Dandy. I pledge allegiance from sea to shine. Okay, that, you got it. That's what he should have done. But no. No. Not the genius.
You will feel the pain.
What? What? All you had to do was lie. All you had to do. Have you ever seen a really good diplomat that comes to, and here I am in Great Britain, friends throughout history, brothers, you love me. We are from the Beatles and Churchill and Lord Acton. Everybody knows it's called bullshit. It's
Cutie Pie is calling you out, Lionel, I think. Zelensky is not a joke. He has prevented the so-called powerful Russian from taking over Ukraine. What do you say to that?
Oh, come on. First and foremost, he's not in charge of anything. How many times has Putin said, I don't want Ukraine? What am I going to go into there for? If I wanted to flatten it, I would have done it. I don't want it. I'm not going to send my men into a meat grinder. For what? What am I? I've always told you, I don't want Ukraine. They want a particular naval base. The whole Crimea, it's the weirdest thing. They were Russian at a referendum. I don't want this. Oh, that's my favorite. I love this. I say, well, it's an interesting thing. Putin will say, I haven't done this. Now, when Netanyahu, I don't want to bring up Israel, but as an example, Netanyahu will say, well, I didn't wipe out Gaza, whether they did or not. They say, there you go. See? That's the kind of guy we have. That's it's not a genocide. Okay, fine. If I say now, can I use that logic with Putin? No. But Putin, no. He's not supposed to do that. Do you think Russia, a nuclear power, couldn't take Kyiv? Come on. I mean, seriously, this is, you know. And remember, Putin said from the beginning, 7 days afterwards, I want to work this out, but your bojo came through with it and ruined that. This is the most. And how this man, how do you, would Trump have been able, if they had blown up our Nord Stream and then we said, I don't know what happened. Oh, come on. Remember that? When he waited for it, gee, I wonder what happened. I don't know. How he said, okay, all right. Okay, all right. We'll go along with that. I don't understand it. This is. I can't wait until. And by the way, thanks for all of this because Russia and China have said, Xi Jinping, Vlad, I love you. Thanks a lot. Now they're doing it. So Trump is in the middle of something, and I would love to be. I swear to you, to be a fly on the wall. And to have when President Trump and President Putin meet, and they close the door and they say, is this okay? Anybody here? No. You sure now, right? You don't have anybody? Oh, no. Can you believe that? I got a video. He'll probably bring up an iPad. Let's watch this. It's like pouring to them. Let's watch this Zelda again. Now watch this part. This is where he talks about the border. Listen, I know that people live in this world of Russia, this Russophobic nonsense. I want you to make sure you understand something. As far as I'm concerned, I love my country. No offense. I love your country too, but this is mine. I don't give a damn what they do in Ukraine. Ukraine means nothing to me. And Russia, have a nice day. Do whatever you want. Just leave us out of this. Israel, Middle East, we'll get to you when we're done. We got a lot of problems here, just like you do. You got a lot of problems. And it's easy to make Putin out to be this kind of like this Russophobic Dr. Strangelove. I don't know what. But if you listen to what he has said, and if you listen to what Jeffrey Sachs has said, what Mearsheimer has said, what Scott Ritter has said, what Doctorow has said, what Alistair Crook has said, what Judge Napolitano, you can hear this repeatedly. And it's not just me. Go back to George Kennan, containment. Do you know that not 1 inch eastward, remember when Gorbachev was told, we want to reunify. He goes, are you sure? Yes. And Gorbachev's probably never got it in writing. And then years later, they said, well, we never had that. This is my favorite, to show you how sick these people are. When Gorbachev said, wait a minute, we made an agreement. You told me you would not move 1 inch eastward. You know what we told them? We made a deal with the Soviet Union. There is no Soviet Union. Can you believe this? So, you know what Putin said? Putin said, I got an idea. Since there's no Soviet Union, we want to join NATO. What? We want to join NATO. We're not the Soviet Union. We're Russia. Can we join? Can we join the EU? No. Wait a minute. Why not? That's my favorite. No. Because remember something. No Russia, no NATO. Russia is the existential threat that justifies the cash. Do you have franchises in your country? Like here, if you want to buy a McDonald's, you want to buy a franchise, you got to buy their potatoes and their meat and their this and their this. There you got. I mean, it costs a fortune. You just can't do it on your own. If you want to be the Golden Arches, you want to be in NATO, you got to buy our weapon system, got to buy our this. You got to go to Jerry to get fitted for the uniforms. You got to do it. It's money. And what about Russia? Oh, yeah, right. Jesus Christ. How much is it? Well, it's worth it. Victoria Nuland, these other people, these ghouls. We've got them on tape basically working through this. No Russia, no NATO. If there's no Russia, if there's no Soviet Union, what are they protecting each other from? What? Climate? It's a boogeyman that has to exist. It's the raison d'etre of NATO. You've got to have them. And Putin's like this. Well, you know, doesn't come across like this evil guy. They're waiting at any moment. And here's the best part. Here's the best part. Ukraine's still not in NATO. What the hell are they waiting for? It's like, come on, right? Come on, guys. What? Come on, let's go. NATO, let's go behind me. Well, what do you mean, well? Come on. We're going. Here I come, Putin. Come on, NATO. Come on. Still not a member. Turkey, remember Turkey? They were going to get out. NATO is like, what is NATO? What is it? What does it even mean? What does it stand for? I know what you're doing there.
Carol wants to know, if Kamala was the president, how would she have handled Zelensky?
Oh, she would have spoken some gobbledygook about, we must be unburdened by the past. And the joy of the communal commingling of, I don't even, you know how sometimes when somebody asks you, hey, Sean, do you believe in time travel? Mm-hmm. Well, what if you went back in time and killed your parents? How could you be? And you're like, wait a minute, what? That's what Kamala Harris is. I can't imagine. How did we deal with Biden? Because we had Tony Blinken. Tony Blinken made the deal. Tony Blinken. And meanwhile, what's Biden doing? Biden's probably laughing his ass off. Seriously, he says, you wanted that? Take it.
Do you think Zelensky should have worn a suit? And what was the logo on his top? Did it signify anything?
Yeah, what is it? Is it a Maserati Trident? What was I have a football club? Why didn't they wear a suit in the Oval Office? This is the Tabernacle. We have a senator named Fetterman, John Fetterman, who had a stroke and now is as clear as a bell. I don't know what they did to him. He couldn't speak, and he walked around wearing a hoodie. You can look for him. He's like 6'8". He's huge. He's a senator of Pennsylvania, and he wears a hoodie and shorts and trainers, and you can't believe it. He wore a suit when Bibi Netanyahu came. You would think, wouldn't he? He's like, lose this Captain Commando outfit look. We're not buying it. To meet the president? And to refer, do you know what it is? To refer to the vice president, and he kept calling him Mr. President, as J.D.? Imagine that. Hey, Don, what are you doing over there? J.D., what is this? Excuse me? This, you could not have slapped the glove anymore in the face of us. All I know is, remember, he's dead. Figuratively, it's dead. Nobody will take his phone calls. And I predict one day all of his money, they're going to call clawback. We freeze it and we claw it back. You want to get U.S. off your back, Starmer? Yeah, freeze that money. It's a deal. You got that Romania? Absolutely. You got that Taiwan? What do you want? What can we do? And with Elon Musk, who is in charge? He with Peter Thiel. And knowing every AI, we'll get the money for you. It's frozen. It's done. It doesn't exist anymore. Now you know why central bank digital currency, you don't want that because it could just go away like that. Oh, this is amazing.
Keir Starmer's just announced the £1.6 billion, which is $2 billion, missile deal for Ukraine following a summit of European leaders in London. This just came out a couple of hours ago.
And what do you think if some Russian, I don't know who was going to be hit by this, but if Putin says, now you just killed a number of my citizens, whom should I blame for this? You want me to see something? Who? Is it the UK? Who supports it? Are you aiding and abetting? Are you acting as an accomplice? Whom should I blame for this?
This is how it escalates to World War, like Trump said.
But let me tell you something. Here's the reality. You know, and I know. The money, there is no missile system. It's $1.6 billion that went like this, and then back to Keir Starmer. It went like this, and it went back. There is no missile. There is no battery. There is no, it doesn't exist. It's just, we're going to milk this gravy train. And by the way, everybody in the parliament or whatever, the commons, they're going to be saying, oh, yeah, because they're going to get their cut, too. Nobody. There's no missiles. There's no missiles there. This is. I mean, where did the I don't know how many billions of dollars. Did they land any kind of. Remember, what was it? That ghost, that Kyiv ghost and all these stories and. There is no missile system. It's graft. Oh, Laura May.
I'm going to put Lionel's links in the live chat.
And the missing links as well.
And his links are in the description box, as is the link to Lynn's Warriors. Before you go, Lionel, what about this Pam Bondi Epstein stuff was a bit of a disappointment, wasn't it?
Ooh, ooh, ooh. I already told you about that. And I'm going to say it again. That was so poorly. You know who was brutal I mean, and I've got to be very careful because I think the world of Pam Bondi, known her for you, I don't think she is on the up and up. I think she wants to do a good job. But Laura Loomer, dear God, have you seen that? Holy, it was like, wait a minute. This is so wrong. It's over. Forget this Epstein thing. Stop it. It's more damaging for you to think you know what's in there than what's in there. And when they say 254 women, not all of these are trafficking and not all of them are children. I think you'd be surprised at the number of women who said, I knew exactly what I was doing. I knew exactly what I was doing. It's not what you think. He's not a good guy. But the question I told you was, number one, whom did he work for? What country? What intel? That's number one. Number two, who killed him? Not who did it in federal custody. That's the most important. And number three, if there are these cases, whatever, where are they? Sean, you know and I know that they don't leave these thumb drives and hard disks in a box. They have them on the day after instance number one, somebody took them. There we go. They don't. What are you searching? What do you think you're going to find? What? Hey, look at this. Bill Gates from, what is this, about five? Oh, is this, what is this, 10 years ago? I'm just using that as an example. What? There's nothing there. And as far as Mossad and CIA, of course, they've been this honeypot and extortion. But guess what? It's over with. You're not going to need this anymore. You're not going to see anything like this ever again. It was the discussion of it was more important than the event. Do you remember when they talked about the Anthony Weiner laptop? Do you remember that one? Two New York City police were so disgusted about the thing. Whatever happened with that? Nothing. We talk about stuff. Do you know, Sean, there are stories, and this is where I do not get into this. There is a, and I'm going to speak very, very generically. If you want to get a lot of clicks and people to go crazy, mention oxidized adrenaline, okay? In a substance form, and people.
Oh yeah, we got to be careful with that one.
I don't know. I just said that. Okay. People, no. I'm just saying, people lose their mind. It's like this. It's like this holy grail. What are you talking about? Where did this come from? What are we? There is a woman who was talking about constantly about, and I'm going to be very careful, about taking a certain type of harvesting. Now, I know we talk about this, but there's no proof. It's tell me where it is. Don't just talk about it. So what I'm trying to tell you is I only deal with what I know. Do you know if ever we meet, okay? And by the way, when I called you today or we talked and you said, I'm in this karate class, would you cut that bullshit out about, yeah, karate. I know where you were. Any event. But here's the deal. If I told you, I'm going to tell you 10, maybe 20 things that will blow your mind. And I'm never going to write it down and I'm never going to say, but you will say, you know, that makes sense. I get stuff like you can't believe. And tonight is the Academy Awards. Listen to me. If you took tonight the Academy Awards and I could somehow take this place, lift it up and send it off, but degeneracy and depravity would drop by 20%. This is the fulcrum, the center point of the sickest people for years, since the days of Fatty Arbuckle and Charlie Chaplin. These are sick people. Like, I could tell you stuff. I've known people who were in the catering business that you cannot believe what is considered normal. I mean, not normal, but what is routine. It's huge. Guess what? because of USAID, that's going bye-bye too. Because there's no money, because nobody cares about the Academy Awards. There's a million of them. BAFTA, Golden Globes, Ricky Gervais. It doesn't matter. Everything has changed. This is for the better. It was, I'm telling you, I don't know if it's Trump, if it's Elon Musk, it was just, it changed. Everything changed. And we're going to say goodbye to some of the most corrupt nonsense you've ever seen. This is a beautiful day for the world, my friend. And I could not think of anybody I'd rather share it with than you, sir.
Oh, thank you, my friend. You've been absolutely on fire. And viewers, Lionel's YouTube, Lionel's X are all in the description box, as is Lynn's Warriors. Please support his important work. We've had an absolute blast. I'll close the show and let you go and hope to speak to you soon. Cheerio.
Thank you, good sir.
Thank you. Cheers. Thank you for tuning in, folks. I know a few questions came in. They wanted my opinion on a few things. And somebody wanted me to talk about also the deal with UK and Ukraine. So earlier on, I put it to Lionel that Keir Starmer, that he'd already signed a deal with Zelensky. Zelensky had already attempted to sell the minerals of Ukraine to the UK. And I was asked in the chat earlier about that. And there was a press release from the UK government that came out. And it says UK and Ukraine signed landmark 100-year partnership to deepen security ties and strengthen partnership for future generations. The UK and Ukraine will sign this when Prime Minister travels to the country to meet President Zelensky. And here is what the treaty does. Bolster military collaboration on maritime security through a new framework to strengthen Baltic Sea, Black Sea, and Azov Sea security, and deter ongoing Russian aggression. We'll bring, this was published 16th of January 2025, we'll bring together experts to advance scientific and technology partnerships in areas such as healthcare and disease, agri-tech, space, and drones, and build lifelong friendships through classroom projects. New UK-built grain verification scheme will also be launched to track stolen grain from occupied Ukrainian territories. Thank you for the super chat, Claire. Yeah, it is. It's, they present these things like they're helping the people, but it's all just one big incestuous money go round. But we'll get to that in a minute. Let me read it. The UK and Ukraine will sign this historic partnership when Starmer, you know, travels to meet Zelensky. It's all done. The unbreakable bonds between the UK and Ukraine will be formalized through the landmark new 100-year partnership between the two countries, broadening and deepening the relationship across defense and non-military areas and enabling closer community links. From working together on the world stage to breaking down barriers to trade and growth and nurturing cultural links, the mutually beneficial partnership will see the UK and Ukraine advocate for each other to renew, rebuild, and reform for generations to come. This partnership underpins Starmer's steadfast leadership on Ukraine. Oh my God, a joke. As his government continues to provide support spanning nine key pillars, it will harness the innovation, strength, and resilience that Ukraine has shown in its defense against Russia's illegal and barbaric invasion, and foster it to support long-term security and growth for both our countries. The treaty and political declaration, which form the 100-year partnership, will be laid in Parliament in the coming weeks. It's Hitler-esque, isn't it? Remember, he was going to have a 1,000-year Reich. It is expected to bolster military collaboration. Anyway, you get the idea, blah, blah, blah. Keir Starmer said, Putin's ambition to wrench Ukraine away from its closest partners has been a monumental strategic failure, has it? Instead, we are closer than ever, and this partnership will take that friendship to the next level. So I was also asked in the chat about my opinion on that and also on Starmer backing up Zelensky. I mean, this news has just come out today about Starmer and the amount of money he's about to spend, taxpayers' money, when the country's falling to shit. We're, you know, taking baby Ziggy to the hospital, waiting till 3 a.m, can't even get anyone to see us because Starmer is sending all of this money, our taxpayers' money, to Ukraine, which nobody wants him to be doing. So this was announced just a couple of hours before Lionel came on. He announced a $1.6 billion missile deal for Ukraine. And he said that, which is $2 billion. And he said that a number of allies have signed up to the Coalition of the Willing alongside France's President Emmanuel Macron, prepared to commit troops to the Ukrainian front line. So they want to sacrifice the young people of France and England, put them in the meat grinder, the Ukrainian front line, so Keir Starmer can keep this scam going that Trump and Vance have just outed to the world. Absolutely sickening. Ukrainian's President Zelensky attended the meeting. 17 European leaders and Canadian Premier Justin Trudeau discussed the next steps in securing peace for Ukraine, because they're all scrambling because of what just happened with Trump, like cockroaches. The Lancaster House summit in London comes after the conference with Trump, where he told that he was not grateful enough for US support. Keir Starmer said, "My support for Ukraine is unwavering, and he feels a personal responsibility to end Russia's illegal war and guarantee Ukraine a lasting peace based on sovereignty and security." So, like Lionel said, Russia was goaded into this war. And it was goaded into this war by vested interests. Look at the Biden crime family, Burisma, all of the deals, the oligarchs, like Lionel pointed out, who put Zelensky in power. They overthrew the democratically elected leader of Ukraine to install this puppet CIA-backed dictator, like Trump pointed out, when you're going to have elections, etc. And we had, at the end of World War II, when the whole globe was divided up, in the negotiations after that, it was, they told Russia they weren't going to put NATO on its border. And that is exactly what they've done. They've encroached more and more and more. And they knew if they provoked Russia, they could divide Ukraine up, they hoped, and deplete all of the resources. BlackRock, all these predatory corporations getting the schnozzes in the taxpayers' funds to the tunes of billions, if not trillions of dollars, these scams run to. If you look at the amount of money spent on the war on terror, invading Iraq, invading Afghanistan, it's in the trillions, folks. Trillions. Taxpayers' money and then some. And that debt is hanging over the public for decades to come. It is so sad. And if Ukraine didn't have these resources and wasn't of any value, and they hadn't froze a $250 billion in Russian assets, none of this would be going on. They wouldn't give a damn about Ukraine. They couldn't give a damn about all the Ukrainian kids who've been killed in the meat grinder. And it's an absolute tragedy. And the fact that Starmer's trying to prop this garbage up now after Trump's outed the whole thing, it's really sad. And once English, young English men or women start to die on the Ukrainian battlefields, there's going to be protests in this country because they're not going to stand for it. We see through the BS now. This is not Gulf War One, where we were told Saddam Hussein's troops were grabbing the babies and dashing them, and all we could do was believe the BBC because that's all we had. We didn't have the internet. This is the internet now. We can see right through the garbage these politicians and profiteers and lobbyists and corporations are trying to slam down our throats. And it's an absolute tragedy for the people of Ukraine that this has happened, that their entire country has just been used for these massive, powerful entities to go to war in terms of dividing Ukraine up for its resources, or in terms of Russia trying to push NATO away from its border because it doesn't want that security risk. If the communists were in Mexico or the communists were in Canada trying to set up military bases, US would be at war with them in a heartbeat. They completely understand why Russia has invaded Ukraine. They've just done the same provocation that if they had it themselves, they would have gone to war right away. Exactly. I can see people in the chat saying because of the gold. This is why there are so many new laws in the UK. It's an absolute travesty. They're locking people up for social media posts and they don't have the money to put into hospitals. You got a sick baby and no one's there to see your sick baby. You wait until 3 a.m. This was us just, you know, the other month. It's absolutely disgusting. And the young people, the troops are just used and they're going to be used in this fashion. Starmer may bring peace to Ukraine. There are thousands of mines that the Russians have laid in Ukraine that need to be cleared. Yes, Louise, but they wouldn't have been laid in the first place, would they, if the likes of Boris Johnson, when there was a peace deal on the table, hadn't have told Zelensky, just keep it going, we've got your back. And hundreds of thousands of more people have died and thousands of mines have been laid in Ukraine that do indeed need to be cleared. So you've got to look at the complete trajectory and the backstory of that. And people who are saying that anyone who's pointing out the larger geopolitical picture is just repeating, is just a Putin repeater. I mean, that is so sad. If you don't want peace in Ukraine, then you are for mass murder. That's what I say. And there are vested interests who are trying to pollute people's minds into thinking if you're for peace, you want to have a peace deal with Russia, you're a Putin repeater. It's obscene. Russia, if you look at the military expenditure in Russia, look at the amount of troops they've got, look at the amount of nukes and missiles they've got versus Ukraine. Like Trump said, this war would have been over in a week. But because Biden, crime family, etc., kept arming Ukraine, the war just continues and continues and continues, and more people dying. That's civilians and women and kids getting bombed in their houses, young men dying on the battlefield. It just keeps going. So you've got a choice. At some point, it's got to be stopped. Can it be stopped by a peace deal? That's what Trump is hoping to do. And if he does, think of all the lives that he's going to save. I'm apolitical. I don't trust any politician. My definition of a politician is someone who tells the public what they want to hear and then does the complete opposite when they get in power. But Trump is actually following through. And I think it's because the deep state tried to take him out and he's like, wow, I'm going to show those guys now. If they're trying to kill me, and they're probably still trying to kill him to this day, and he knows it, he's going to just go all out now and start to do things that go against what all of these political dynasties have been doing for decades, embedding all the people, the deep state people, the CIA and the FBI. He's going against all of that right now. So if Kamala was there right now, she would be giving Zelensky more money, keeping it going, more young people dying. Let's send our troops. Let's send British troops. Let's send French troops. And I am against all of these people being blood sacrificed for these psychopaths. That is not being a Putin repeater. That is being a humanitarian. All right, folks, time for me. Tomorrow we've got Jay Dyer on talking about the Pope, Hollywood, US aid. I have spoke to Alex Craner today, who's an expert on geopolitics and the minerals and BlackRock and all that stuff that's going on in Ukraine. I'm going to try and get him on soon. And then we have got Kate, Grooming Gang Survivor Part 2, where she goes to the Birmingham Gang. That's coming on Tuesday night. So lots of content coming out, folks. Let me just say good night and much love to everybody. Thank you, guys, in the chat. I can see loads of people in the chat. Good night. Much love wherever you're in the world. And we will be back again. with Jay Dyer tomorrow, and he's so good on Hollywood. Love that guy. Thanks for tuning in. Take care. Pressed end and it's not ended. I'm stuck. Let's see, what can I do? Refresh. Has it ended? No, it's still going. Right, reload. Let's I'm on a stream that doesn't want to end. Try again. Good night, everyone.